欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio 山下，安静的安，夏天的夏，欢迎关注微信公众号安夏说英语，获取更多实用有趣的英语小知识哦。 We're talking about getting out of your comfort zone， 一起聊聊跳出你的舒适区。怎么样跳出呢？一起来分享一些小绝招。Take a friend with you， 和朋友一起。 In general, it's often easier to not to go it alone, and this applies to many situations, including when you are going for the emotional bungee jump that getting out of your comfort zone can be. 通常结伴而行会更加容易一些，这样可以一起面对更多的共同情况，包括你走出舒适区的时候遇到的情感纠结。 I'd say this probably the most popular way to get yourself out of comfort zones. If you are going to a party where you know few people, then it may be easier to bring a friend.If you have decided to start going to the gym, it might be easier to actually get going and keeping going there every week if you have a gym partner. 可以说这可能是走出舒适区最常见的方式。如果你要去一个熟识朋友的聚会，会更加容易结识新朋友。如果你决定开始健身，有一个搭档的话，会更容易让你每周都坚持下去。 However, there are potential downsides to bringing friends too. If you are at a party with your friend, then you might not meet and get to know that many new people. If you were going to the gym with a partner, it might lead to the two of you taking and focusing less on getting a great workout. 当然呢，和朋友一起去的话，也会有其他的负面影响。比如说，你和朋友一起去一个聚会的话，你就可能不会去结识那些其他的新朋友了。如果你和一个搭档一起去健身的话，你们两个就会有机会交谈，更少的注重锻炼的质量了。所以说有些东西有得有失，有利有弊吧。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. How to get out of your comfort zone. 以上就是一起来聊到如何走出你的舒适区，这些方法都可以参考一下，但最重要的是一定要尝试哦。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio，也欢迎你关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语，获取更多实用有趣的英语小知识哦。